This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
If the NFL commissioner had his way, Jimmy Garoppolo would be getting ready to make his third NFL start this Sunday. We all know that won't happen. Instead, Garoppolo will take his customary spot along the Patriots' sideline, one play away from getting the call. Despite his lack of playing time, he fills a high-profile position, which led us to his hometown of Arlington Heights, Illinois, this summer to meet the Garoppolos.
It was a good life growing up. You know, having a good family around me, good friends, all that stuff, it really helped out a bunch. My mom and dad, they did a great job raising us. I'm sure mom wasn't too happy about breaking things here and there, but, you know, it's part of the experience of growing up with four boys, I guess.
Oh,
I got you.
Oh, you tricked me.
Yeah, they were little kids breaking walls down in this house.
Right.
When we were putting an addition on, climbing on the roof to the second story when they were like, I think Jimmy was three. Four, something like that. Yeah, it was heavy duty.
Hey, Mizzo. I mean, it's still one of my favorite stadiums to play in. I'll call it a stadium, but I remember we would do this thing, midnight hit. The first day you were allowed to put on pads, we'd come out here at midnight of that day, and we'd be the first team in Illinois to put on our pads, and I remember we would get all fired up. They would bring a crowd would come out and everything like that, just doing straight Oklahoma drills, hitting each other, stuff like that. The stands seemed a little smaller. It seemed like we had a lot more people back then, but, you know, it's an unbelievable field. Some memories I'll never forget, that's for sure. What's up, guys? That's awesome right there.
Garoppolo back, two-step drop, throwing the fade, going for Drake, and he's got it. Touchdown, Eastern Illinois. Perfect throw by Garoppolo. Touchdown. Great job by Garoppolo.
At Eastern Illinois, not many people get picked up, let alone drafted. So, you know, when they first told me, I was like, yeah, okay, sure it is. Like, in my mind, I was almost laughing at it.
Touchdown, Eastern Illinois.
At the same time, you know, you start to think about it, watch the film, and compare yourself to these players you're going against day in and day out, and you're like, you know, it really could happen.
He's going to run it in. Touchdown, Eastern Illinois.
I think the call from Gil Brandt when he invited us to New York, that really slapped me in the face that, wow, so they're really thinking about this.
Yeah, he said, you got to go. You got to take the family and go. It's an experience of a lifetime.
Family's first time in New York, so that was a really cool experience getting to bring all of them out there.
When we first got to the hotel, we saw Blake Bortles getting out of a car, the camera following him. I mean, it really hits you that this is the NFL. It was really unbelievable.
It was an experience that I wish on everyone.
Yeah.
It was really.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to have him drafted.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Coach Belichick. How you doing? Good. Good. Congratulations, we just made you a Patriot.
Actually hearing their voices on the phone, it's I don't even know how to describe it. Speechless about it, really.
Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback, Eastern Illinois.
After we put our Bears stuff away.
Yeah.
I never wear Bears shirts, hats. When we came home from the draft, our neighbors decorated the whole house, inside and out, with all Patriots stuff.
That was really nice.
So since that moment, it's all Patriots.
Yep.
I hate to break it to you, but you're probably not going to be starting anytime soon, but I'm sure you're fine with that.
You know, we'll make it work. You know, I'm going to go to work every day as if I'm the starter and, you know, do my best. It was definitely a new experience. I had never been a backup in my life before, so sitting on the bench was not frustrating, but just different.
I think it was a perfect situation. I don't think we could have drew it up any better.
I agree. It's perfect.
Tom, I mean, one of the greatest of all time. Give Jimmy time to get familiar with the NFL. I mean, that's a big step from Eastern to New England. And really, I don't think it could have been better.
Yeah, I was fine with him not stepping on that field. He needed to get experience, you know, and learn what he's going to be playing against.
A fourth Lombardi Trophy is headed to one Patriot place.
What a year, the team. He may not have played, but the Super Bowl?
That win, Malcolm Butler.
Yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
We're enjoying it just as much as he is. I mean, everyone talking to us about it. It's just, it's so exciting. It
doesn't get old.
Yeah.
Garoppolo from the gun, a lot of time. Pumps in the pocket, slips a hit. He throws down the middle of the end zone. Touchdown, New England!
You know, this year I feel a lot more comfortable. The guys, you know, you get a different reaction when you're in the huddle your second year just because you have that year experience. I mean, not that you've proven yourself over in a year, but you've come a long way.
I think he's progressing. It's a big difference, though.
Well, good luck.
I appreciate it.
You're like a hometown hero to us.
That's why it's nice to have a place like this to come back to. I mean, people are going to talk you up. There's going to be a ton of noise around you and everything like that. But, you know, if you have good people surrounding you and you can come back to a good area like this, it's a good feeling to have at the end of the day.